New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul was in Schenectady Wednesday touring the construction site at the new Rivers Casino and Resort. I tagged along. The old Alco site has been transformed, the former eyesore, now a beehive of construction activity. Hochul hopped aboard a CDTA bus with Schenectady Mayor Gary McCarthy, developer David Bucco, and a battalion of local reporters for a hitch across the grounds. Bucco is CEO and president of the Gillespie Group, the project developer.
I come over here every weekend and watch the construction and see what has happened the previous week. We've done a lot. We did Golub's building right across the street there. Their headquarters, actually, that was part of the Alco site too. The Erie Canal used to go right through the Alco site. We've invested over $150 million in downtown Schenectady as well. So we've got a mile of waterfront right now, and people love to live on the water. This is walkable to downtown. You're going to have over 2.8 million people going through here at the casino. We're going to have hundreds of people working here and living here.
Hochul says the Rivers Project gives the region new hope.
This area had seen better days, certainly, when we had the American locomotive here. We had 40,000 jobs with GE, and then we fell on some tough times here. And to have the visions of the individuals here and our mayor and elected officials who came together to support what the governor wants to do, which is to bring new life to downtown areas like this and to capitalize on this incredible location, long forgotten and abandoned, right here on one of our greatest treasures, which is the canal.
Bucco agrees it's all about location and a mile of prime waterfront real estate with a harbor for boat accessibility.
This was one of the entrances coming from the north of the city, and if you drove by it, it's just a bunch of abandoned buildings. So from that standpoint, it's kind of embarrassing for the city, and it's a problem upstate New York had. We put highways, railroads, or factories on our waterways instead of taking advantage of them. 787 is a prime example. Look what Albany would be if they had that waterfront.
Bucco brought Hochul up to speed on progress at the river's site.
And we're actually the front of the walkway here. We'll have a swimming pool for the hotel guest or the apartment. And then we've got a national chain that's going to go right here. And we could put about 50 boat slips. One of the thoughts, Gary, was if we could ever get ice, maybe you have RPI Union play an outdoor game like they've done in that.
Crews broke ground on the site last month, and the hope is to have the casino open in early 2017, the hotel, that fall. Construction is ahead of schedule, thanks to a record mild upstate winter. Mayor McCarthy tells Time Warner Cable News he anticipates a recharge of the Electric City, making it a destination.
We're doing this in a manner to complement what we're doing downtown. So you see Proctor's and the rebirth that's happened there. This is just an expansion of that.
This is going to branch out. We're going to have new transportation corridors to get people who live in places like Amsterdam to get the transportation here. So this is going to have a regional ripple effect, which is exactly what we expected. Is in addition to substantial tax revenues coming to the taxpayer of these communities, the city and the county as a result of this when it's in full swing. So this is a great day. I just wanted a progress report, and I feel very confident that we're on schedule, and the future of this area is very bright.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.